I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. You know, what it all boils down to is that I wish I'd kept better records. I'd love to be able to tell you the exact date I got my first metal detector and when I made my first find, but I never wrote anything down, and any clues, like the credit card receipt for my first detector, are long gone. I can kind of narrow it down some. I remember that when I bought that first detector, I was living in the NBF housing development in Selma, Alabama. NBF stood for Nathan Bedford Forrest, the Confederate Civil War general who's famous for saying that the winner of most battles is the side that gets there firstest with the mostest. He was also the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. And I was living there because it was the cheap married housing unit for military personnel who were stationed at Craig Air Force Base, which was right across the street from those NBF homes. I lived there from 1972 until 1974. So that means I bought my first metal detector about 1973, give or take a year. My cousin, who was my age and I saw on summer vacations, had a stack of cowboy story Western magazines, like True West, and these magazines had ads for metal detectors, with pictures of average-looking guys unearthing pots of gold coins that they had found with their metal locators. Well, I had to have one. Now, 50 miles east of Selma, down Interstate 80, is Montgomery, Alabama, the state capital. And Montgomery had a Woolco store. Remember those? They were like Kmart. Kmart was Kresge's big discount store, and Woolco was Woolworth's big discount store. Woolco had metal detectors for sale in their hunting and fishing department. The only brand they carried was Jetco, and there were four or five models with prices ranging from $29.95 to $129.95. They were all BFO machines. All the early metal detectors were BFO units. That stood for Beat Frequency Oscillator, which describes the circuitry they used to find metal. They were really primitive compared to the TR and VLF machines that came around a few years later. The BFO detectors had two unique characteristics. First, they couldn't discriminate. For them, metal was metal, and that was that. Pull Tab City. Or, probably back in the early 1970s, Bottle Cap City. And second, instead of beeping over metal, the BFO machine had a constant motorboat or power lawnmower putt-putt-putt roar. And when the coil passed over metal, the roar increased in pitch. You had to listen carefully for a change in the pitch of the sound, and when the sound went up, you dug. It was kind of like this. Bzzz. I found out later, by the way, that all those Jetco models from $30 to $130 had the same depth, the same electronics. The difference was that as the price went up, you got a headphone jack and a volume control and a meter that told you nothing except that your detector was roaring and a larger control box. I bought the $29.95 model. It was called the Jetco Mustang, and it ran on one 9-volt battery. I unpacked it, put the battery in, waved it over a quarter in my living room and heard the sound change, and then took it out to the backyard. In less than a minute, I had heard that high signal, and I used a screwdriver to pop a zinc penny out of the ground. Zowie, it worked! Then I walked around to the front yard and got another high-pitched signal next to the porch. And here's the kicker. It was a gold high school class ring. One of the most exciting moments of my life. It was too worn to find a date or even the name of the school, but it had a bust of Robert E. Lee on one side. That means it was from the South, but that's not much of a clue. By the way, the ring's set, probably a jewel, was missing. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have sifted that dirt all around the hole, and I'd probably have found the missing jewel, too. Anyway, I wonder sometimes if I'd stuck with the hobby if I hadn't found that ring. That Jetco detector had a depth of about 1 inch maximum, but the first penny I found and the gold ring were both barely below the surface. I used that Jetco for about a year, and I added a headphone jack and a volume control to it. And when I moved up to a White's Goldmaster, I sold the Jetco at a yard sale for $10. And I've always hoped the buyer found his gold ring with it, too. Thanks for listening. For some articles on treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.